Speaker 1.
Well, some pop groups do lip sync and don't look awkward, but it's a dangerous game. One singer famously mimed out of sync because she couldn't hear her band's live backing track. But whether this should happen is debatable. If you purchase expensive tickets for a live performance, you expect just that. Otherwise, you might as well just listen to the CD at home. If they say on their advertising that it's mimed, fair enough. We can make our choice based on information. Mostly it's about poor singers who can't perform live, and that's the difference between studio singers and great long-lasting talent.
Speaker 2.
I appreciate the fact that some artists have active dance routines to perform and therefore think this justifies the miming. But if you went to a musical and the performers simply mimed to a backing track, you'd demand your money back. Considering the expense and difficulty of getting tickets to these concerts, not to mention the expectation that you're going to see your favourite artist sing live, that's what you should get. I think it's outrageous when so-called pop stars mime in front of fans. You pay a fortune to see such artists perform. The least they can do is sing live.
Speaker 3.
Singers who can't sing live highlight what's wrong with the music industry. It's full of manufactured bands and artists whose records are sold purely on their appearance, not musical ability. I have a lot of respect for talented artists who are amazing live. In my opinion, if you can't perform live, you aren't a musician. I feel very dejected that the music industry is no longer about talent. It's all about if your face fits, your voice can always be altered to make it sound good. You never hear of opera singers miming, so why should pop stars get away with it?
Speaker 4.
Last week, I saw a group of amateurs performing a musical. They all had small mics taped to them and they sang and danced fantastically well at the same time. You'd never have guessed they were amateurs and were fitting all this in with their day jobs. If they can perform so expertly for free, then pop stars should be able to do it for the thousands they're paid. And if artists can't perform live on TV, they should show a video instead. If performers can't do everything live, they should work on their act more until they can. They're cheating the audience otherwise.
Speaker 5.
Music hasn't really been live for years. It's usually from a backing track or performed by computer, so why would anyone expect singing to be live? When you buy pop music, you aren't buying music, but an eye-catching, shiny, plastic package conforming to the styles and stereotypes of the day. The press needs to give up this lip-syncing coverage. If artists who do amazing dance routines sang live, they'd be out of breath and sound out of tune. It would be impossible to dance like that and sing so that it sounds like their recordings. The fact that there's some lip-syncing never enters my mind.